let's see. Now it's fine, probably. So you hear me okay now? Okay, first of all, thank you. And I would like to start out by saying that the act of enforcing disappearing cannot be justified by invoking the doctrine of constitutional necessity under Norwegian law. But upon your request, we will, of course, elaborate briefly on the rule itself. And I would also like to just mention that derogations from the prohibition of enforced disappearance can neither be based on constitutional necessity nor provisions in the Norwegian Emergency Act, which is the one from the year of 1950. As mentioned in the opening statement, various human rights are enshrined in the Norwegian Constitution as well as the Human Rights Act, which implements the European Convention on Human Rights and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Those constitutional rights are lex superior under Norwegian law. And acts of enforced disappearance often bring a variety of human rights into play, the right to life, prohibition from torture, right to liberty and security, and so on. And there is no written provision of law that allows for a derogation from the Constitution. Any derogation must therefore be based on the unwritten doctrine of constitutional necessity. But we would like to emphasize that the threshold for applying that doctrine is immensely high. It has actually only been invoked in modern times, I think it's a total of 3 times, and it was lastly applied during the German occupation in the years between 1940 and 1945. That was in order to provide the King and Council with the legislative powers during those years. And it goes on to show that neither serious terrorist attacks, natural disasters, nor the COVID-19 pandemic justified applying that doctrine. So the situation in question must actually be considered extraordinary, which would probably be the case in times of war. And moreover, we'd like to underline that that doctrine may only be used to justify temporary derogations. Any permanent amendments must follow the procedure set out in the Constitution itself. And moreover, measures that constitute derogation from the Constitution must be necessary to safeguard or uphold the values enshrined in the Constitution itself, that is only democracy, rule of law, human rights, and the existence of the realm. And importantly, in this context, the measures must be strictly necessary to address the needs arising from the state of emergency. And although in principle you could imagine the doctrine being used to derogate from some constitutional rights, the requirement of strict necessity would affect the extent to which the derogations would be justified. So in practice, you would not be able to use them to justify derogations from human rights, constitutional rights. That is also particularly the case with derogations from lawful deprivation of liberty under Article 95 of the Constitution. But most importantly, some derogations would never be justified in